February 18th, 2021.
Dude, their breaks like that in between songs are fucking old-timey guy.
Are they?
Join us here on Sirius XM at the 40s Junction. It's
Nick Sands now on the
Yes, Nick Sands.
I'm Buddy Rich when I fly off the handle.
It's Nick Sands and his band of Negroes.
I listen to this channel a lot.
Yes, well.
It's band of Negroes.
This band of magic Negroes. Yes.
They play. They'll play a lot of Cab Calloway on here. And
yes, that's a good jam right there. Man. It's called the Water Fountain Boogie. stick to your own water fountain there, mister. Only whites drink at this water fountain.
February 18th, 2021.
Oh, my favorite song on Hair Nation right now.
What a fucking piece of shit.
Jesus Christ. That's a good jam. What are you talking about, piece of shit?
No, that's a piece of shit.
Old enough for me, baby. Yeah, man.
Yes.
Yes. Well,
yes.
Little brown jug. Yes. Well, you know what that means. This is my Negro beating jug. Man, they got out of line. They got uppity in the 40s. We'd put him in their place, see?
You'll be getting uppity now.
Oh, no.
My little brown beating jug.
Yes. Glenn Miller. His little brown jug. Yes. Oh, my God. People used to just... I can't wait to go out and dance tonight. Glenn Miller and his fucking...
Glenn Miller's coming to town.
Yeah. Yes. God damn. That fucking cooks, man. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Yes. Yes.
Now the horns.
It's Racism the Musical. Yes. Well. Oh, shit.
A four-part trumpet harmony.
Oh, now what? Oh, shit.
That's what they called a breakdown back in 44.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yes.
There's a jam.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba. Yes. Come clear my table. You're going to get a beating, mister. Yes.
Christ, music like that make you want to pull your skirt up over your ankles.
Strap it. Yes. Dirty whores.
Goddamn, next thing you know, they'll be shaving stuff.
They'll be shaving. They shaved up to their high ankles back then. If they show you their calves, they're whores. Well, they're dirty, godless whores. Now, you know what?
It's almost as peppy as old-timey guys' music.
Yes, well.
What is that called?
I have no idea. I don't know, man. You see some of the footage, like, from those speakeasies in the 20s? And a lot of those chicks were barely clothed. I mean, like, you know, for real.
Oh, yeah.
But you just know.
The 20s for nothing.
Yeah, but you just know. That when that fucking, you know, when that little bikini came off or whatever, it was just like,
oh, it was
just fucking hair as far as the eye could see. A horizon of hair.
Got fucking English wolfhound down there.
This motherfucker said English wolfhound. Dude, this song fucking kicks, man. This is alright.
Skyliner.
Yes, it's the Skyliner by Charlie Barnett.
Skyliner 44, up next, Airport 70.
Charlie Barnett and his all-slave band.
And it's all Negro band.
Yes. It's indentured servitude as far as the eye can see. Yes. Yes.
Easy.
Coming up next from Charlie Barnett, it's the Other Hotel at the End of Town Blues.
July 31st, 2016.
Oh, yeah, the Republican convention I talked about, which I didn't watch a second of it. Male escorts were making a ton of money at the RNC in Cleveland. Male prostitutes contacted by the New York Post said, how do they have numbers for New York? It just happened. You know, I just happen to have some numbers for male escorts sitting around. You want to call them and get a story out of this? Absolutely. Said business is booming and Republican National Convention attendees, most of them married. What's that? That's that Mark Foley thing, right? You know, I mean, the louder you are, you know, against something, the odds are pretty good that you're a gay. You know, I mean, if you're crusading against gays. I secretly think David Duke has a thing for black chicks, you know. And it was just like he had that really racist upbringing. But then he fucking like beats his mediocre rod to black chick lesbian porn or something. And he's just always like really over the top racist. He's just mad because he fucking blurkas like a 5-drop load to this fucking really just, you know, it's just black chicks all over the place. Just dominating, just like pegging white dudes with these fucking strap-on dildos or something. It's just, David Duke could only get off to porn that's like really, really heavily, you know, powerful black people, you know, like black dudes with fucking 13-inch cocks. just slamming white puss. just beating these little fucking white girls. That's the only way David Duke can get hard, is if... Anywho. And then who was that senator that got caught in the bathroom? Republican senator who was cruising. It's some fucking Minneapolis bathroom. God, what the fuck was that in? Larry Craig. Thank you, Doug. That's what that cat's name was. Larry Craig. Larry Craig was like, homosexuality is clearly a disease of the, or, you know, or whatever the fuck he was saying. And then he was in the bathroom in the fucking Minneapolis airport and he's fucking tapping the other side of the stall. It was like a well-known cruising, you know, place for gays to go to. He's trying to get blown in the airport, which, you know, if you can't get blown in the airport, you know, where the fuck are you going to get blown, folks? That's my question. Business has been way better. I've seen 10 clients so far, one male escort said. You're talking about an asshole taking a beating? Oh, holy shit. Oh, most of them were first timers. You could tell they were nervous, but once they became more comfortable, they seemed to be having a good time. Yeah. Another escort said he has already earned $1,600 since Monday. That doesn't seem like a lot of money. Over 6 times the amount he usually makes. What? I normally only make $200 to $300, but I've been seeing lots of guys in hotels downtown. Well, okay. All right. I mean, $200 to $300 in Cleveland. All right. I was just saying, all right. $1,600 though? I mean, I think these cats are undercharging, frankly. I mean, if you're like jerking a guy off or, you know, like a, you know, if you're jerking a guy off or blowing a guy, it seems to me like that should be, you know, I mean, like a jerk off should be. Why am I speculating about that? I'm trying to set the gay escort price list nationwide. So if you jerk a guy off, it's $50. Come on, folks. Let's be reasonable.
Podcaster Brian Wise was arrested today. He's the male escort madam. He's the fucking Heidi Fleiss of gay escorts. You fucking pull me out of the bordello. I'm wearing like a black cocktail dress with sequins on it. Oh. Screaming, you'll never convict me. Let's see. The clientele has included mostly married men between the ages of 40 and 50. Said another escort who's seen 8 Johns so far. Wow. I wouldn't know where to begin to find. Like, if I went to it, like, okay, so a few weeks ago, over 4th of July weekend, I was thinking about going to Springfield, Illinois, because that's where all the Lincoln, well, that's where a lot of the Lincoln stuff is. So I was like, all right, cool, man, I'll go. And I'm like, hey, you know, maybe I can track down, like, some Springfield puss or something. Not like a whore, necessarily, but just, you know, like, kind of like get online and look. But, like, even if I wanted to, I wouldn't know where to begin to find chicks that you pay for. And it would be just my luck that I'd get, you know, it would be an undercover, you know, a cop, you know, thing. I'm too old, fat, and soft to go to jail, folks. Okay? I can't go to fucking jail. That's just all there is to it. Not for trying to get pussy anyways. Oh, man, I hope you heard that. That was a good fart. Whew, I have had some fucking brutal gassers. I have had gassers that smell like flaming roadkill. Like, if you saw, like, a raccoon that's been dead for a couple of days and you, like, put it on a spit roast, that's what my gassers have. I don't know what the fuck I ate, but god damn it. Oh, I'm fucking offended to be near myself, frankly. One of them was from Texas and visiting for the convention. He said he was a politician, claiming he didn't remember the client's name. Wink, wink. Finally, a whore with a heart of gold. A whore that can keep their mouth shut. Finally, holy shit. Fucking whore, fucking... Somebody gets busted now and whores are singing on fucking television. This guy, I just can't remember his name. One gigolo who charges $250 an hour said he's been making about $800 a day since the convention kicked off, all from men visiting from Florida, Louisiana, and Washington, D.C. Most men paid to have sex, but one client requested to do his business in the corner while watching his wife in bed with an escort. Right the fuck on, you cuck fuck. Jesus, you cuck bastard. Good for you. Oh, man. Oh. I mean, I know chicks that I like that, like, I would bang them with another dude. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm not in the dudes. I'm not going to touch them. But, like, I'll fucking abuse them with some other guy. But this cuck monster, holy shit. Yeah. One of the hookers said he wasn't surprised at the convention filled with politicians who openly oppose gay marriage bought a boom. Yeah, that's what I was just saying. The louder you are against something, the odds are pretty good. I mean, not 100%, but a pretty good that, you know, you're hiding something.
November 18th, 2011.
Tonight, a longtime teacher at Schaumburg Christian School is accused of inappropriately touching himself in class. And
yes, saw this. Yes, this guy is fucking classy.
Oh, Uncle.
26 years he's been doing this shit.
Oh, Uncle Paul.
Oh, yeah. Right there in class, man. That is balls.
It may have been going on for the past 10 years.
Oh, 10 years.
75-year-old Paul LeDuc.
His name was actually Paul. Oh, delicious.
Arrested yesterday after a student complained about him to a teacher last Friday.
So now wait a minute. She complained to a teacher who actually called someone. That's strange.
Huh.
I wonder what state
they
is this?
They obviously don't know the protocol on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they obviously. Oh.
And that you slap the child and tell them to go back to class and shut their fucking hole.
Oh, Illinois. Oh, it's not Pennsylvania. Sorry.
Tonight, school officials are asking parents and students to come forward. CBS 2's Dana Collins.
I've had it with your...
with your goofy little sound bites.
Oh, just everything's a sound effect. You know that, like, when you watch...
Can I hear the gunshot?
Oh, yeah, sure. Everything's a sound effect, you said, unironically.
Yeah. Irony.
You know what? First of all, I really appreciate that you called me out on my own bullshit. But the fact of the matter is...
Everything's a sound effect. Really? Our whole show's based on sound effects.
You're like part of the problem now or something.
I love that little trail off my butt it or Beavis.
It's all right, never mind. I'll just keep my mouth shut. Never mind. Argument aborted.
Okay.
Like a chick falling down a big staircase.
Oh, no.
Sloth is live at Schaumburg Police Headquarters. And Dana, these are disturbing accusations.
Oh, shut up.
They are unsettling charges, Kate and Rob. Right now, the 75-year-old Paul LeDuc is behind bars here at Schaumburg's Police Department until his morning court date. LeDuc has been a math teacher at Schaumburg Christian School for 26 years. Police say last Friday, though, one of his students told a teacher she saw LeDuc pants lowered behind a classroom podium masturbating in class.
Yes.
School officials investigated and...
Yes.
Oh, Uncle Paul.
I have a question. Just a minute. One minute. Give me a second here. Yes, you have a question.
Fucking he's standing back there like the fucking police chief in the first police academy. Stinks. It just goes to show you, this cat's 75 years old.
And he's fucking spanking
it. And he's still wanting to jerk off at 75. Do you realize I've spent the last 5 years of my life hoping that the desire for pussy one day goes away? It never fucking goes away, dude.
No,
it's fucking forever.
That's the curse.
If you're in a classroom with a bunch of 16, 17-year-old hot chicks... You're jerking your cock behind a podium? You get your pants down? Really?
He puts an apron on.
Oh, well. All right. That's completely acceptable.
Yeah.
And then where does he drop the load? Like, in the podium? Or where does the load go?
He's got a tube sock
on fucking... He fucking blurkas a fucking load. Like a real fucking anemic, like, blurka. Like a fucking... 3-drop load because he's fucking 75 and his balls are filled with fucking sawdust.
Fucking dust. It's like a vacuum cleaner in reverse.
First of all, he blurked a load.
Blurked?
You know how when you drop that really small anemic load, like blurk, when your cock is half hard and you're just trying to go to sleep, so you're jerking off?
Jerking off just to tire yourself out.
Exactly. You don't really mean it. You're just trying to come so you can go to sleep.
You don't know what else to do.
No, what do you do?
What do I do?
You get up and take a Salmonex. It's 2011.
Salmonex? You take that along with your Doan's back pills?
And Anison. You have any Anison?
What the fuck is Anison?
They still make Doan's pills, by the way.
Yes, I know. They still make Anison.
Yeah, I'm going to go buy some Anison.
Yeah?
Anison rules.
Go up to the fucking pharmacist. Excuse me, where's your Anison? Probably get slapped.
Better be sure to take a fucking cane with me.
Yes, hi. Yes.
Hi there, I'm looking for the Anison.
Hey there, can I have some Anison, please? I also need some wax for my pompadour. Need some mustache wax before I go to the cotton club tonight.
Thank you.
Anison. Anison rules.
teacher at Schaumburg Christian School for 26 years. Police say last Friday, though, one of his students told a teacher she saw LaDuke pants lowered behind a classroom podium masturbating in class.
Nice.
School officials investigated and fired him. They called police yesterday morning, and he's now charged with sexual exploitation of a child, a felony. Mm. Police say LaDuke has been polite and cooperative, but they believe he has done this many times before.
But through the course of our investigation, our detectives have become to believe that this has happened several times per year for 10 years or more, possibly.
Can you tell me why they believe that, though? Is it that this has been reported before and nothing internally had ever been done?
No, it's not that it's been reported.
I'm not at liberty to say.
Let me get something out of my car.
Not the back of the inside part of his podium was fucking jizz soaked. Fucking streaks of
fucking stalactites.
I want to see a cum stalactite. Oh, gross.
Oh, yeah. Fucking cum. Dropping. Fucking load right in your mouth.
Right in your
mouth. Eat every fucking drop, slut. suck it. Nasty.
Nasty.
Big Manning.
For 10 years or more, possibly.
Can you tell me why they believe that, though? Is it that this has been reported before and nothing internally?
Did you see the back of that podium, lady? Jesus Christ, that wasn't just one or two times.
I think it looked like Oswald was taking shots at it. The old standby, huh?
Oh, yeah.
The old standby headshot.
Yep.
Well, it's not that it's been reported, nothing has been done. It's just that during the course of the investigation, we've come to learn certain information, and I can't go further for the fact that there's a possibility of more charges before a grand jury.
No one answered the door at LaDuke's townhome tonight.
Really?
The hanging on the door quoted a proverb which reads, "A good name is more desirable than great riches." But Robin Kate, he will be in court tomorrow morning.
Everybody, you know what? Everybody finds God when this shit happens. It cracks me up.
Good name is more desirable than young bitches.
Cracks me up, man. As soon as they're all busted, they just become saints.
Gotta find the Lord. Jesus. At the Lord inside of me. All right.
Yeah.
We begin with breaking news. A suburban teacher has just been released on bail tonight after confessing to fondling himself in class.
Oh, Uncle Paul.
So you have no comment, no apology. I'm sorry for what you did.
At this point.
At this point, what, you fossil?
Paul LaDuke walked out of the county lockup this evening searching for his wife to pick him up. In a handwritten note, LaDuke admits...
She wasn't there.
Take a cab, you old fucking pervert.
Take a cab, you fucking sicko.
My new hero.
To police, he fantasized about his female students.
Of course he
then
did.
Then fondled himself.
Of course
in class.
He did.
LaDuke was fired from Schaumburg.
I can barely eat in a restaurant without wanting to jerk off on someone's table.
As I say, you're not going to call the cops on me because I sit here and fondle myself during the show, are you?
Nah.
Okay, good.
Doing it too. Whatever.
Oh, I thought that was just my hand.
Oh! Hey now.
Christian school this week. Prosecutors say a student on Friday allegedly saw the 75-year-old teacher in the act. Duke admits masturbating.
Can you imagine that fucking gray, withered up old fucking cock? This motherfucker's whipping this thing like a fucking workhorse.
Like a bratwurst had been left on the grill an hour too long.
Just can't get any blood flowing to it. Oh.
That's just it. I mean, how could you keep that quiet in class? Because you know, at 75, you got to work at that shit really fucking hard. I mean, you can't just be there, you know, just stroking it and getting off. I mean, at 75, you got to work that shit hard.
I got to work it now at 39. I can't imagine 75. I'm 5 years away from needing a Viagra just to jerk off. Holy shit. I'm fucking having trouble. Okay, the day is not far away when I have to say to some girl, that's never happened to me before. The day is not far away, trust me. I know. I know who I want that girl to be, too. I want to disappoint her so significantly.
All right.
Debating in class behind a podium, and that he'd done it for 10 years.
Yeah, boy.
His attorney, however, says LeDuc has dementia.
Not sure whether his recall is what he knows or what the authorities during the interview process have told him. And after some point, you start perhaps believing what you're told.
13 students, 16 and 17 years old, were in LeDuc's class on Friday during that incident.
Tremendous. Look, I get it. I wouldn't do it, but I understand. Seen his fucking... I was in my son's high school twice last week. Three times last week.
Yeah.
To get a paper signed, and some of the fucking chicks walking around that place? Holy shit, dude. Not like we were in fucking high school. When 15-year-old girls look like they were 15?
Yeah, now... Yeah.
Now they look like they're fucking 19, know, and they're fucking hot as shit.
Fucking older than that. I took my youngest son roller skating the other night, which was a fucking treat.
1978? Yeah. What, did you get the DeLorean time machine to get there? Was Disco Duck playing?
It was just the same fucking exact thing. Oh, my God.
Disco Duck.
Oh, Disco Duck and...
No, but it... God, fuck. Jesus Christ, these fucking... Boy, was there a lot of fucking white trash there.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Not fucking shocked to hear that.
I hate it.
I was in a social studies or social sciences class my freshman year of high school. And I'm sitting here. And my teacher is immediately to my left, like he's at my desk. To my right-hand side, down the aisle, comes walking... what the fuck was his name? Anyway, I probably shouldn't say anyways. But he was fucking walking. I stick my foot out and tripped him. I mean, it was like... It was the most obvious... I stuck my foot out and tripped him. And he fell on his face. It was just... It was the most blatantly... Like, the teacher saw it. He couldn't have... He was fucking dressing me down, and this kid got up and went, No, I tripped.
Jesus Christ, you know what? For bullying like that, you'd be in jail nowadays. Oh, yeah. Jesus.
My whole family would be down to the fucking school.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We wouldn't have to have an intervention.
I wasn't jerking off in class, I guess is what I was getting at, but...
In a handwritten note, LeDuc admits to police he fantasized about his female students, then fondled himself in class. LeDuc was fired from Schaumburg Christian.
I wish you would have just typed it up on the laptop. Fucking notes of fucking Petri dish.
Oh, I'm so happy right now that you said that. Oh, that's fucking funny.
Frankly, Jerry, why don't you just type that up and fucking email it to us or whatever your name is, Paul, whatever.
It ain't Paul. Frankly, Paul.
Just fucking type it up on the laptop and email it, please. You just keep your handwritten note there and your fucking...
Email it.
Your fucking just stained note.
That fucking 75-year-old fossil knows how to fucking work a... He's how to work the email.
How to type it up?
I've got a manual typewriter. I need to get a new
gotta
ribbon
find some
for my typewriter
ribbon.
Where can I find some typewriter ribbon?
Did you try 1918?
Why, sure. I have some for you right over here.
Right next to this bathtub gin.
Bathtub shit.
You silly flapper.
It's kerosene, cherry juice, and embalming fluid. It'll get you higher than a kite, fella.
Student on Friday allegedly saw the 75-year-old teacher in the act. LeDuc admits masturbating in class behind a podium.
Yeah. I guess the main thing is that it never goes away. It just never fucking stops. What do I have to do to get it to stop is what I want to know.
Get what to stop?
I want to stop thinking about pussy, yes. Yeah,
just stop.
I can't just stop.
Oh, sure you can.
Chemical. I can't just stop. Fucking headphones. You fucking cunt headphones.